Chapter 4. The Big Dig. Down in the hole, Mr. Fox was not happy. "I have no tail," he said. There was no food for the foxes that night, and Mrs. Fox and the children went to bed early. But Mr. Fox could not sleep. "Our hole is not safe now," he thought. "We'll have to find a new home." What was that? He listened carefully. It was the noise of diggers. "Wake up!" he shouted to his wife and children. "They're digging into our hole!" Mrs. Fox sat up, frightened. "They're going to kill us," she said. "Never," said Mr. Fox. But the noise was louder now.
"What's happening, Mummy?"
asked one of the small foxes. Mrs. Fox held the children, and she began to cry. There was a big noise then, and stones began coming into the hole. They looked up, and they saw a digger above their heads.
"I've got a plan," shouted Mr. Fox.
"A fox can dig quicker than a person. Everyone, dig!"
And he began to dig into the ground very fast. Mrs. Fox and the four children helped him.
"Down, down!" shouted Mr. Fox. "We need to dig down."
The foxes did not stop digging all night, and the hole grew longer and longer. Sometimes the noise of the diggers was quieter, and Mr. Fox said,
"We're going to do it."
But a minute later, the diggers came closer again.
"Don't stop, my little foxes," said Mr. Fox.
"Don't stop,"
Boggis shouted to Bunce and Bean.
"We'll find you, Mr. Fox."
The farmers did not stop all night or the next day. They dug and they dug until there was a great big hole. People from the village came to the hole, and they looked down at Boggis and Bunce and Bean.
"What are you doing?"
they shouted.
"We're looking for a fox."
"Why are you doing all this for a fox?"
the people asked, and they laughed at them. This made the farmers angrier, and they worked faster and faster.